Hello. I think I just saw you shortly, or I've been here all night. I don't know, one of the two. It was good win for us yesterday. Get back on track. I think our crowd did a nice job helping us in a lot of situations. It was good to see them come out and support us. After you watch a tape, just like you always do, nothing's as good as it seems, and nothing's as bad as it seems. So we've still got a lot of work to do in a lot of different areas, and we're going to try to get some of those things done this week before we go to Green Bay.
What's the latest with Teddy?
He's doing a lot better today, so we'll see.
MRI come back clean.
Yeah.
Play on Thursday then? Is that your expectation?
I hope so. Hopeful.
How much do you think his mobility kind of kept the Falcons' defense a little bit cautious in how they approach things?
Well, I'm sure a little bit. Anytime you're with a scrambling quarterback, or possibility of a running quarterback, you have to be mindful of your rush lanes. So I'm sure it did a little bit. You'd have to ask them, I think. Did well. he had one holding penalty, but grabbed a guy. But I thought he did well.
Was there a play or two or a moment where you said, Teddy really has it? You know, this game is not too big for him.
I've been saying it for a long time. Really, you know, watching him in practice and watching him in the preseason games, and you know, he just gets the ball out and he throws a nice tight ball. He's accurate and he makes quick decisions. So, not really a moment in there, but you know, that scramble for the touchdown was a pretty good play, I thought.
A little bit of read option stuff in there. Is that one of those things that you mentioned that you can do with Teddy that you necessarily can't do with Matt?
Yeah, we have it in with Matt too, but we ran it a couple times this time.
How many of those were actual, you know, designed read options, and how many just a little bit of, you know, handoff and Teddy's just kind of carrying it out?
Well, it depended on the blocking scheme, really. I mean, there was some called runs, and then we had a couple that he had a chance to read. So,
what's the key to a short work week and playing a Thursday night game and turning around this quick and focusing so quickly on the point?
Well, one of the big things is we got to make sure that we get all of our bumps and bruises taken care of. I've got to be smart with the players. I got to take care of them, but we still have to prepare. So, I think seeing the looks that we need to see, but without banging people, and then getting them feeling like they're refreshed. I told the team last week I've been on, I want to say 21. I've probably been in 18 of these Thursday games throughout my career. So, you know, I've done it a lot of times. I've seen it done a lot of different ways.
Did you go home at all
last night? No. Probably won't tonight either.
Mike, are guys that more at risk of injury on Thursday night games and as a coach, how do you guard against? Carry over the short week?
Yeah, Mark, it's hard for me to say. You know, they've done studies on that, but it hasn't come back anything abnormal. I think the really good thing about it is if you get through the game and hopefully you win, you know, you got a couple days off, so you get a little mini bye week and you kind of get a chance to get refreshed and get going. And that's how we always approach it when I was in Dallas for the Thanksgiving Day games. You know, you got to suck it up this week and you got to prepare and put in the extra time. But once you get through it, then it's another time to refresh again.
Mike, I apologize if I missed this, but has Teddy had the MRI and have you talked to him?
Yes, he's had the MRI. It's negative.
Knowing anything further or how he's doing?
He's moving much better today, yes.
Mike, how do things change for a guy like Captain Munnerlyn when he's outside and moves inside to the slot? I mean, what's the challenge of having to cover a slot receiver?
Well, it's a lot different when you have to go inside. You know, there's a lot more space for those guys to work in. You got to get involved in the running game a lot more. understanding route concepts becomes big, a lot bigger than on the outside. I guess those would be the major ones.
You mentioned taking care of guys. Any other injuries from Sunday? That
not from Sunday, no.
How do you feel about Chad going into Thursday?
I don't know. We'll see how he's doing. I'll probably keep him out today, but we'll see how he's doing tomorrow.
You look at the impact that you, three of your rookies, obviously Teddy, but Jarek, and then Anthony again yesterday. I mean, you've had high expectations all off season for them. Are they kind of meeting them right now? Because some of them, I don't think, thought that they could do what they could do. Jarek, killer.
You know, I just look at, honestly, I look at football players. I don't look at how old they are. Or, you know, I know we've got a lot of young guys, but I just look at players when they're out there and how they perform. And the three guys you mentioned have been performing well. So, to me, in especially in today's day and age in the NFL, young guys play, and so you have to get them on the right page. Number one. Make sure they understand what they're doing, keep working with their technique. And so I don't think it's unusual for anywhere in the league for young guys to come in and have to play. And actually, that's a good thing. You know, you go out and you draft these guys, and Rick and those guys draft them for a reason, and get them in here as soon as we can and get them playing.
On Barr's sack there late in the fourth quarter, was he – is he supposed to read how the block's set up before making that decision? Was he supposed to go into coverage? How did that play evolve?
Yeah, basically he was reading how it went.
Mike, what do you envision for Jarek McKinnon's role going forward? Do you want to develop him to the point where he's in almost every down back, or do you see him more of a specialist?
I think he's a change of pace back. The rest, you know, we'll excuse me, we'll worry about next year and as we go from there. But you know, being a defensive coach, when you have two different types of backs come in there, it changes your mindset a little bit on some of your calls, and also the players, they have to think a little bit differently. So it's not necessarily different plays all the time, but it's you know, one guy can get to the perimeter faster, and one guy can be a little bit more physical. So I hope that we continue to grow his role. But I don't think it's going to be an every down back right now.
The Packers are obviously Minnesota's historically biggest rivalry. What have you learned about the rivalry from afar, and what are you learning about it now as it's getting closer?
Honestly, I don't know that much about it. I mean, I understand about the rivalry, but I'm just trying to get our guys prepared to go play a good game Thursday night.
Mike, go back and look at
Lambeau Field. What have been your experience coaching at Lambeau Field, and do you find that any more difficult to win on the road than anywhere else?
Well, I've had some good and bad experiences both at Lambeau. You know, when Favre was playing there, I've played Rodgers, I think, his rookie year there, or the year he started. It's a great atmosphere. The fans are great. It's, you know, I don't know.
And looking at film, what did you think of the offensive line? Any difference there?
I thought we did a nice job coming off the ball. I thought we stayed with our blocks. I thought we executed well. I thought maybe we wore them down a little bit defensively. And I thought the backs ran good, too.
Your third down defense, have you been able to measure what kind of a toll that has taken? Obviously, you dodged it yesterday, but...
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. I'm extremely disappointed in that. We'll put a lot more time and effort into it than what we have. It's disappointing because that should be one of our strengths.
Is there a common theme of what's gone wrong the last two games with that?
Well, both teams did a good job on the third downs. You know, they caught us in a couple pressure situations. And we didn't cover as good as we need to.
What are the keys to those third downs as opposed to any other down? Talk about concentrating on it.
Well, first of all, we have to do what we're supposed to do. we're in position to make a tackle, we have to make a tackle. We have to understand what the situation is on down and distances. We have to understand how to rush the quarterback, what the rush lanes are, and the concepts. We should be better.
Sorry. Last couple of weeks, Jimmy Graham and Julio, they got their catches, but they didn't score touchdowns. They didn't have big plays down the field. Was that a focus going into the game plan?
It was. There's lots of different ways. Honestly, there's lots of different ways. You're always trying to affect what the opponents do and take away their best players, and you'll pay special attention to them. And I mean, without going into too much detail, there's numbers of different ways to do it, but.
Change your strategies like throughout the game to try to throw different things at them, or did you just go in one mindset?
No, we do. Yeah, we have a few things, three or four things every week that make sure that we. And if you need to change, you change. If you don't need to change, you don't change, pretty much.
Time for two more.
Is Jack going to practice today? If you made that determination? No, yeah.
It's basically a walkthrough, so it'll be very.
On maybe Kyle's timeline for rehab?
We still think it'll be less than the 8 weeks that we talked about.
Last one for Rhodes and Robinson, kind of at the point where they picked up the techniques that you've been teaching this year and are able to sort of apply them as they get more comfortable.
They're getting better. They're both getting better. They both have the qualities that you're looking for at corner, and we got to stick with it. You know, the job they do out there is important. You know, you go out there and you know, it's you and this guy a lot of times. And typically the better the corners play, the better the defense plays. Thank you.